This is University Beat. I'm Tim Fanning. For years, J. Michael Francis has dug into Florida's Spanish past. He's the chair of the Florida Studies program at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Combing through hundreds of documents, he's helped bring the hazy picture of Spanish exploration into sharp focus. This month, he's unveiling La Florida, an interactive website that lets users immerse themselves in the lives and events that formed Florida's unique history. Professor J. Michael Francis, welcome to University Beat.
Thank you very much. Delighted to be here.
La Florida will go live on March 15th. Tell me about the project.
The La Florida project is a project that really blended digital history, technology, and archival research. But it was a project that grew out of a way to convey this richness in Florida history and tell the histories of the people who lived in Florida between 1513 and 1821. Tell them in a way that engaged not just professional historians, but also the general public.
The archive allows people to immerse themselves in original documents. Why is that important?
Over the last 8 or 9 years, I've been keeping separate files on every person. And this platform allows us then to input all of this data in a way that we can track the movement and the connections and the identities of the people who really shaped colonial Florida history. And we wanted to have a searchable database where people can go in and search for people based on place of origin, based on occupation, gender, ages. All the categories that we can find about people we're adding into this elaborate, searchable, and dynamic database. What this material allows us to do, and I'll just give you one example of that, we will launch with information about an expedition led by a Spanish captain named Sancho de Archiniega. Sancho de Archiniega led the single largest expedition to Florida at any point during the colonial period. And when we ran all the data on these 2,100 individuals, what we found was quite surprising. We identified, for example, 4 individuals who came from what is now Dubrovnik, Croatia. There were Greeks, Italians, Frenchmen, Germans, Portuguese, English, Irish. And I think what this database will allow us to do is start to really think differently about who came to Florida, and how did the makeup of the communities that formed early colonial society shaped the way Florida history unfolded?
By knowing the people who lived here, what does that do to teach us about America?
Florida's colonial history is really woven into a global history from the beginning. It is a fascinating story of the interactions of lots of different people from different cultural backgrounds, ethnic backgrounds, linguistic backgrounds, a highly diverse group of individuals who included tailors and blacksmiths and hat makers and shoemakers and even master beer brewers. For the most part, the textbooks reduce this diversity and identify them all as conquistadors. And I think we lose a tremendous amount of the nuance and the complexity of this early story.
Professor Francis, thank you for joining us on University Beat.
Thanks so much for having me.
J. Michael Francis is the chair of the Florida Studies program at USF St. Pete. La Florida, an interactive website of Spanish Florida history, goes live on March 15th. To see a video from La Florida, and for a link to the website, go to wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Tim Fanning.